Hey, this is Genocide
And this is Moldy Lux.
of Beep City fame, and you're listening to This Week in Video Game Music.
Hi, this is Anthony, aka GenoBoost from GameMusicForAll.com and LettersVsNumbers.net. Today is a special lengthier edition of This Week in VGM because I am reporting live from here in beautiful downtown Beep City for the first annual Love Songs from the Future celebration. In honor of this momentous occasion, we will be hearing songs from the brand new Love Songs from the Future Volume 1 compilation from BeepCity.com, as well as talking to special guests such as Bitrat, Norin Rad, and more. We will also be talking with Beep City founders Moldy Lux and Genocide, not to mention a special on-the-ground report from Pixie with Nario. I would like to take this moment to thank our sponsors today, BeepCity.com. If it isn't Beep, you're in the wrong city. And theshiz.org. The shiz is the shiz is the shiz. Now on to our first report. This is Norton Rad, here to explain the ideas behind his track, Never to Return. But first, here is the rest of the track you're hearing in the background right now. This is Alex Maurer, and this is his track, Nicole Shippo.
Hey, you're talking with Norn Rad. I guess I'll just answer some. I'll explain a little bit about my track for this this most recent Beep City chiptune compilation. One of the questions that I can answer is what I was aiming for with this song. It was supposed to be for a friend's indie video game, just this little 2D game, and they wanted a song for like a gunslinger, a cowboy gunslinger. And that was basically all they said to me was, yeah, we just want him to be a gunslinger. So I had this one word, gunslinger. And so images came into my head of, like, Sunset Riders and, like, you know, galloping on a horse or something and, like, shooting. And, I mean, I didn't even know what the game was going to look like, but gunslinger, that's all I knew. So I basically started listening to some spaghetti Western soundtracks and, you know, like, The Good, the Bad, and the Ugly. I wanted to just kind of break down, you know, what makes a Western song, like an old cowboy song, sound like, you know, an old Western cowboy song. So The Good, the Bad, and the Ugly was where I started, but, you know, it was just a little too iconic, and I didn't really know how to convert what they had into a chiptune. So as luck would have it, I just stumbled upon this weird music blog that, like, had all these old compilations. Well, they might be new compilations, I don't know, but it was compilations of movie soundtrack themes from Italian movies from the 60s and 70s. So movies I'd never heard of, movies probably no one's ever heard of unless you lived in Italy in the 60s and 70s. And yeah, one of the themes from one of these weird compilations was the main theme from this movie called Day of Anger and Beyond the Law. The composer was Riz Ortolani. It was just, it's basically like your ultimate Western desperado song. Like, it was just the lead was done with this twangy guitar, and it just had like a perfect, like, just the mood of the song. I knew, like, oh man, that's a gunslinger, that's exactly what I want. So, you know, the song was from 1967. Being that old, I didn't feel too bad ripping off the first four notes of their theme and sort of reconfiguring it in a chiptune format. So the part I'm talking about is that was the part they played on this little twangy guitar. And I mean, their song wasn't fast and it wasn't in your face or anything, but it was just that progression of notes really stuck with me. So I recreated it in chiptune format just to see what it sounded like. And I started getting all these ideas after that, which is kind of, that's how I usually find inspiration. Oftentimes I'll take a song and recreate the bass line in chiptune or something, and then see where my sort of tastes go after that. Like, I don't follow the rest of the song. I'll just pick like a random bass riff or something and then just start, you know, noodling pieces off that, and it creates its own song. And usually, if I've created a song well enough, I'll just delete the original part. But in this case, I thought it was kind of an awesome throwback to have, like, an old, you know, spaghetti western theme from a movie that no one in the world should have ever seen. But it was just such a good theme. I tried to make it sound a little more flamenco and a lot faster, so I had that galloping, just like a galloping beat behind it, that I thought sort of matched what it would be like if you were on, like, horseback trying to rob a train or something. So, yeah, I mean, most of the time my songs don't actually have, like, an inspiration this well-defined, so it's kind of fun to explain this one where it was just, like, I had a mission and I had a goal and I actually went ahead and accomplished what I was trying to do. I'd say, like, the whole first half of the song is pretty straightforward, like, gunslinger. But then by the end, and this happens every time I make a song, it's ridiculous. By the end, I just started adding, like, I don't know how I write songs. I get this weird mindset where I'm like, man, there's not a... this drum fill isn't crazy enough. I need it to be crazier. So, like, I really go about it in a really mathematical way. Like, well, the last drum fill had, you know, tom, 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 kick, kick, kick. And this time I'm going to do, you know, kick, 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 snare, snare, snare. And just keep it sort of alternating. So just about every song I ever write starts out with a good wholesome idea behind it, and then it just turns to, like, a wank fest, and I'm guilty. I can't help it. It's sort of like I have to give myself a guideline to follow. Like, this song is going to have an Egyptian riff in it or something, and I'll just start going with an Egyptian riff, and, you know, I'll write two or three pieces of song like that, and then all of a sudden, just, like, this style that I can't stop comes out, where it's like, well, here's a big drum fill, and here's really, like, here's two leads playing at once that kind of sound normal together. It's a problem. It's a problem I have. That one day I'll write a song with just whole notes and only using kick and snare in a simple pattern or something. We'll see if that happens. I highly doubt it. Wow, a little bit of a tangent there.
Welcome back. Thanks to Norrin Rad for that. The music you hear in the background right now is Prismatic Spray with his track Flight of the Peacock Lords. Coming up next is a song by the enigmatic Bitrat, who was unavailable for interview but left us with this random factoid from a recent press release.
I wrote my song in maybe 2-3 hours on the night following the invitation message to join the comp. Yup, I usually work that way though.
To this, Love Songs chairman Genocide responded,
yeah, I remember getting it and seeing that he had completed it in record time and thought to myself, man, this is going to suck. But lo and behold, it did not suck.
And with that, here is Bitrat and his track, Warm Green Something.
This is Dennis Mott. You might know me as Captain Tortilla, and I contributed the song Kludge, or Kludge, or however you want to pronounce it, to the Beep City Love Songs from the Future Volume 1 compilation. What I was aiming for with the song was, well, I initially thought the theme for the compilation was going to be rescuing the president, so I kind of thought of the word Kludge, or Kludge, or however you want to pronounce it, which is kind of a programming term that means a quick and dirty fix to a solution, and yeah, I was just imagining some big, messy cleanup-slash-rescue mission from some president who was behind enemy lines, and yeah, that's pretty much my inspiration and what I was aiming for with the song. Which actually makes it really funny when it's put into the context of a love song from the future, I think. So that's pretty much that. I made the song with Mod Plug Tracker, as I do with all of my songs. And I really liked Norin's, Nerio's, and a bunch of other... Well, the whole compilation was really good. I'll just say that. So, yeah, go to my website, CaptainTortilla.com. Go to beepcity.com and keep listening. Cool.
Welcome back, and thank you to defender of all that is good at Beep City, Captain Tortilla, for his thoughts on his track Kludge, which we also just heard. Superhero and musical talent? And he is single, ladies. Anyway, the song in the background now is Sputnik and comes to us courtesy of Wiz Wars. Wait, looks like we're receiving something from the press room here. It's Damon9623, and he has just issued a statement about his track Battle for Bitfrost. On his inspiration, he states, I was going for a driving battle theme sort of sound to give a backdrop for a brutal ass kicking. In its original live incarnation, it was written about X-Men. However, with it being rehashed and rearranged, I wanted to change the theme, and the next scene that came to mind was the Asgardians battling the frost giants and trolls for control of the Rainbow Bridge. I made the song in Mod Plug Tracker, took about a week off and on to get it finished. So far, it's got my favorite solo that I've ever composed. And on Beep City, he goes on to say, Beep City is excellent. I love the approach of providing a backstory or a greater theme to submissions. It really gives everything some added character and visualization that sets it apart from other chiptune communities. It certainly inspired me to write several tracks. Love Songs from the Future Volume 1 is a great compilation hosting some stellar talent. Every song on here reeks of originality and oozes an authentic love of music. It's an undeniably awesome experience. This thing's got groovy cuts, it's got metal blasts, it's got atmospheric tracks, it's got glitchy dance beats, and it's got cuts you can't help but smile to. There's something for everyone on this comp. Norrin Rad's Never to Return is probably my favorite song on the comp, but Josiah's Warm Green Something and Nario's Tales of a Pirate are fierce competitors for the position. It was an honor to be invited and contribute alongside such excellent composers. I couldn't think of a better group to be alongside for my first compilation. Thank you to Damon for that. And now here is his track, Battle for Bitfrost.
Hey, this is Zio of Zio and Talals, and I'm here to bore you, the listener, with pointless details about my song, Air Raid the Ocean. See, backstory. At MAGFest in room 424, Qureshi was speedrunning Jaws during an IRL episode of Qureshi TV. He was at the part where you had to kill the creatures in the water by dropping bombs on them from a plane. I'm pretty sure it was Xandrain that said something along the lines of calling an airstrike on the water. Not sure. Can't remember. Pretty sure it was him, though. The concept for my song was formed at that moment. What I wanted to do with this song was to bring images of some random Air Force preparing themselves for an airstrike. with the end barrage of drums and notes and whatnot being the actual attack on the ocean. Hope at least some of that imagery got through. The main source of inspiration behind this song's mostly the part in Jaws where you bomb the fuck out of the somehow evil underwater inhabitants safely from your plane. Well, that and anger. I mean, a person's got to have a lot of bottled up rage and bad history with the water dwellers to want to do something like that. But anyway, song's mostly just me chugging along, driving this thing forward with some sound effects thrown in, make it a little fancier. Leads didn't quite come out the way I wanted them to, but what I did come up with in the end was just too funny to me to pass up. I also wanted to end the song with an old school Metallica kind of dealy. I figured it would be a good way to end a song. That actually led to me messing around with the speed number in Modplug, which was cemented on 3 for pretty much everything up until this song. And I'm pretty happy with the way it turned out. The compilation itself ended up being a lot better than I thought it would be. Can't really pick a favorite of the bunch. It's just too hard for me to even think about trying to do. But Beep City they definitely had an interesting way of going about this whole thing, and it worked out pretty damn well. And in conclusion, I'd like to thank them for allowing me to be on the compilation, and hopefully I'll be on another one in the future.
To Zio as well as to Lowell's for his assessment of their track, which we just heard, Air Raid the Ocean. The music you are listening to now is Temp Sound Solutions with the ominous sounds of his track, Infernal Shell, after which we will be hearing from Sean Faze himself of TSS with his thoughts on this track.
Hey there, Sean Faze of Temp Sound Solutions of North America. Just giving you few words about my track, Infernal Shell. This track was kind of an experiment in building the abstract with the normal. If you'll notice, in the song, the main synth sound is Windows default beep. I kind of thought it was a cool idea to mix that with weirder sounds, more abstract sounds. I kind of tried to play off the difference between that and Chinese stress balls, which is kind of a weird sound that comes in later in the song. I did a lot of different stuff with layering and developing, kind of building a song from a weirder mood or stranger mood into, a darker mood. And that was really the main thing that I wanted to do with this track. It took a long time to really make the revisions and, get it exactly how I wanted it. And I can't thank the guys enough at Beep City for coming through with this and giving us a place to put music out like this. It's a really cool thing to be able to have something new like this starting up again. And I really dug this comp, so I'll hand it back over to somebody else here.
Thank you.
Thanks to Sean Face for that last-minute report. It has been a pretty star-studded and spectacular day for residents of Beep City so far. What with events like the Love Song Parade, as well as the Air Raid the Ocean-themed air show taking place at SeaWorld. Unfortunately for me, I am stuck here in the station's recording booth, but bringing us to the people on the streets is our senior reporter, Pixie. Pixie has been able to pull aside Nario just after his speech on the history of Sonic the Hedgehog to talk with us about his music.
Hello, my name is Pixie.
And I'm Nario.
And today we'll be taking a look at Nario's song for Beep City's first album, Love Songs from the Future, Volume 1. But first, I'd like to ask Nario a few questions.
Sure.
First off, what were you aiming for when you made The Tale of a Pirate?
Well, at first, I was aiming to make a song in 12/8 time signature. The plan was to make some kind of mellow, waltz-like kind of song, and that this would be playing on a game where you'd walk on the sidewalk, traveling through New York, stuff like that. However, as I started to add more support into the intro, it quickly turned into a piratey song, and I pretty much just lost it and went wherever I wanted to with it at that point.
Okay, and what were you inspired by and how did you make the song?
What ultimately inspired the song was my desire to make a song in 12/8 time signature. I rarely ever do it, and now that I think about it, Celtic Goatee may be the only other song I've ever written in 12/8. When I had the triangle doing the quick arpeggios in the song, I immediately thought of the pirate ship levels from Donkey Kong Country 2, and that reinforced my desire to continue the pirate-related theme. Every so often, I would switch it up with a brief moment in 4/4, and the song Signs of Love from Persona 4 pretty much inspired that part, really. Then comes the chorus. I can't help but think of Yasunori Mitsuda when I wrote that part. Near the end, where I had the lead synth playing alongside with the triangle sine wave, nothing really inspired that per se, but it reminds me of Spantron in a way, so I'm happy for that at least. As for making the song itself though, I used Modplug Tracker to compose and produce the song, and Bucky of the Shiz, Metroid Metal, and Cheap Dinosaurs was the one who supplied the authentic NES samples to me.
Fascinating. Now, what do you think of Beep City, and what are your thoughts on the compilation as a whole?
I think Beep City is becoming a nice home for chiptunes and other video gaming music, especially now with Love Songs from the Future Volume 1. I found it to be a blast to make a song for the compilation, and I'd love to contribute again to Volume 2.
Could you tell us what your favorite songs from the album were?
Well, I liked them all, really, but if I had to choose my top 5, it'd probably have to be Bit Rat's Warm Dream Something, Norin Rad's Never to Return, Captain Tortilla's Kludge, Zio and Tolols' Air Raid the Ocean, and WizWars' Spudnik.
Alright, well that about does it for us. But Nario, I have one more question. Just what is this music playing in the background? And did you make it?
Oh, no, this music is from DuckTales 2. I just feel like adding it in the background because I love the game so much.
But I'm the one interviewing you, not the other way around.
Right.
Okay, anyways, there you have it. Nario's thoughts on The Tale of a Pirate. Geno Boost, back to you. Pixie signing out.
Thank you, Pixie. Nice choice with the background music, I think. Anyway, here is Nario's track, The Tale of a Pirate. We'll be right back. It seems the festivities are coming to a close on a day that will live on in the minds of many residents of Beep City for some time. Before we go, though, we are going to hear from the men behind the love. The love song compilation, at least. We will hear from Genocide and Moldilocks, Beep City founders. Right after we hear the rest of this track playing in the background, this is Moldilocks himself with Honey Hive.
Moldilocks, what were you shooting for? What were you aiming for when composing this song?
At first I wasn't aiming for anything, but I think I had just discovered the magic of like pitch bending or whatnot in Milky Tracker. And I was just like, I'm going to use this as much as possible in this song because whenever I get a new toy, I have to like completely abuse it. You can actually, I think if you listen to the songs I've created in order, you can like just see when I discover a new trick.
The progression of the pitch bend.
Yeah.
The evolution.
So this is like the peak of the pitch bend, and I think about halfway through making it, I was like, it kind of sounds like bees, you know, so I'll just go with the honey hive theme, and that's what happened.
Were you going out of your way to create something that was upbeat and pleasant like that? Because I know, I mean, you've done a pretty good job of running the gamut.
Yeah, I think so. I wanted to, actually, you know, when I first did it, I wasn't sure that it was going to be the song for the compilation, but it ended up being upbeat, and I wanted to make an upbeat song, and then I was pleased with the fact that it was upbeat, so... It made its way to the comp.
Yeah, I definitely went out of my way to write a song for the comp that was upbeat, just because, I had kind of had some darker stuff and some more rockin' stuff up to this point, and I hadn't made anything that made me happy, like put a pleasant smile on my face. So, yeah, I shot for it, and I think it turned out pretty well.
Yours is the ultimate happy song.
Yeah, it makes me want to like, high-five happy buddies and, you know, hug people, you know?
Yeah.
So... I think that paid off.
Yeah, where did you, you know, I think we decided close to the time the comp was coming out that it was a good closer track. Did you, when you were like making it, were you thinking this is kind of a credits roll or something like that?
No, just because it's strange how sounds can conjure up different emotions. And, you know, as the notes fell, like it just kind of sounded that way, you know?
Yeah.
And so, yeah, I mean, I think when we put the comp together and we had everybody's entries, and I just kind of, you know, took a real close listen to everybody's song, and, you know, I didn't want my song to be the last one that people heard. I mean, so if you listen to it and think, man, this guy's an arrogant asshole, I promise that was not intentional. But, you know,
I forced it to the end of the album.
Yeah, I blame Moldilocks for my inclusion at the end.
What inspired this jam?
This jam, Jungle Jim's Jelly Bean Jamboree, was actually inspired by, like most Beep City songs, by video games, you know, and my attempt to put my own little spin on it. And so, yeah, you know, like I think of games like maybe not so much sonically, but visually, like I kind of had like some of the Hudson games in my head, like Adventure Island.
Oh yeah, I can hear that.
You know, like I mean, just visually, like it sounds like you could drop that song in so at some point. You know, the bright color palettes and like, you know, nothing too fast and nothing too dangerous. You know, just pleasant, chill out. You know,
Nothing spooky.
nothing spooky. Yeah, you know, just happy note progressions and that sort of thing. So, yeah, I was just inspired by good feelings and good times. Okay, so how about you, my friend?
As always, I'm inspired by platformers of old, and I think like that's why 90% of the songs I ended up making, regardless, even if I think like one of my songs I was trying to make sound like a shooter song, and someone commented on Ape Collective, like sounds like it could go right in a platformer. And it's like, all right, I should just give up on making anything else but platformer music. That's like, I think that's like 90% of my childhood is playing platformers. So inevitably, I'm inspired by all of them, especially like Capcom, Disney games, and stuff like that.
Well, you know, at this point in the series of pre-written questions, I think Gino wanted people to talk about what they thought of Beep City in general, and you know, any other person would probably look at that and say, you know, I've got too much class, and you know, I'm too subtle to answer that question, but I'm going to go ahead and answer it, even though I'm the, you know.
Mayor.
Yeah, I'm the mayor of Beep City, and I think it's fantastic. You know, I don't want to toot my own horn with it, but you know, Beep City started as a place, a repository for Moldilocks and I
The island of misfit music for
exactly.
people just starting in the.
Well, yeah, we were just, you know, that was it though. You know, like I had discovered, you know, I both of us had started really getting into like all the people that were generating all this great music and chip tunes, and like I wanted to take a stab at it, and so you know I went through Norrenrad's tutorial and had some interaction with the guy back and forth, and you know there would be no Beep City, there would be no Love Songs from the Future, you know there would be no Moldilocks, you know there would be no
Yeah,
Genocide
definitely.
without Norrenrad, and
It's
so
I'd say without Norrin and Bucky kicking us off,
yeah,
just
absolutely, because
because
Bucky
Bucky
gave
hooked us
us
up with
that.
like the sounds.
Exactly. Yeah, Bucky has an excellent template that's chock full of NES sound samples, and you know, between that and Norn's tutelage, you know, we got started. But yeah, Beep City was a repository for you and I to dump all of our
It was
fail.
a wank fest at first because it was just
Exactly.
us.
Yeah, and I, you know, I think early, I mean, right from the get-go, I think we just decided it would be funny to kind of present these songs as though they were soundtracks from games that never really existed. And
Yeah.
you know, because that's the one thing, like you can be as big a fan of classic, you know, video games and NES games and games from that era, and the music for that matter. I mean, I know that I've spent plenty of time listening to NSF files and, you know, Bucky's rips to MP3 and that sort of thing, but you're never going to find that music again. Like it's, once you've discovered it all, it's kind of done. And
Yeah.
so you know, I guess this is our own little way of carrying on the carrying the torch, so to speak.
Yeah, and I think once we got Sean Faye's release, the first actual release, I guess,
Yeah.
you know, that wasn't a single via Temp Sound Solutions and whatnot, and I think that really started to push it more toward, like I still don't really think of us as a net label, but by any means, just because
No,
we don't,
I don't think we're in the same market, or you know, we're not
we're
trying
not like
to
Paws
compete with
or.
Paws or Jay Vincent's Consternation. I can never say that properly.
Consternation?
Yeah.
I don't know. I don't want to butcher it. Sorry. I
Exactly. Yeah,
don't want to butcher the
but
name.
we're not trying to do that, you know. So I mean, if people want to put stuff up, I mean, we don't charge for our music, you know. We don't, you know, I don't even care about putting a donation button up there, you know. I just kind of want people to take a listen and enjoy. Yeah, so that's, I guess that's essentially what Beep City is to me, just a place to put tunes.
And let me tell you, people should actually be glad that we bother with the artwork because it's held back probably, it's probably held me back from posting way too much music on there
Because
because
you
I'm
have to
just like,
flesh the concept
yeah,
out.
it's like damn it, I have to think about it and like create a open up Photoshop and make a cart, so I'm not gonna do this right now.
I know that I've had some contact actually from other people that are interested in posting songs up on Beep City, and I know it's not exactly the most intuitive way to go about finding out how to get something up on Beep City, but if you're listening to this and you want to do something and you're looking at our current format and you're thinking, well, I don't know about a concept, or I can't, you know, I don't know anything about Photoshop or putting art together, just contact Moldy or I, and I mean, it's not it's not rocket science. I mean, you know, we got plenty of time to do it. And we can we'll gladly.
I have
help
a bottomless
you.
Well of retarded fake game ideas.
Exactly.
I don't think I'll run out anytime soon.
So anybody that's getting started that that hasn't established a name for themselves in the scene that kind of wants to have a little stepping stone, give us a drop us a line. I mean, there's a contact form on the website, and you can hit us up on the shiz because we spend most of our time trolling and lurking.
Are there any other random things that you would like to say, Brandon?
Well, I kind of gave everybody my personal thanks in my own little way as, once the comp released. But, I mean, anybody that was involved that's listening to it now, I just want to say thanks again because, this whole thing got started, the comp that is, with the desire to just get some of my favorite musicians involved that are working in the scene to generate some new music. And so...
It's pretty much a salivating fan project because, every time someone else agreed to do it that we really admired, I was, super ecstatic and...
Yeah, it was kind of amazing because, you become such a fan of this music and, I mean, to the uninitiated, it just sounds like video game music or it sounds like just, kind of stripped down electronic music. But, I mean, you spend so much time listening to it and appreciating it and kind of picking apart the little nuances of the music, and so it becomes really important. It's a huge part of my, my soundscape to my life. So, to get the people involved that agreed to do it, it just one after the next, it just became a total pleasure. So thanks again to all those people. And thanks again to Gino for giving us so much love on Ballad of the Windfish and on Game Music for All. And just thanks for people for listening.
Welcome back. You just heard the final track of the evening and the final track of this compilation. That was Genocide with Jungle Jim's Jelly Bean Jamboree. The opening background music we heard was Alex Maurer's Nickel Shippo. Thank you to our sponsors BeepCity.com and TheShiz.org. Be sure to read more reports on video game inspired music and chiptunes at GameMusicForAll.com. This is Gino Boost, signing off.